Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
My power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
What's up, everybody? It's Friday Night Cypher, TM Hyman Radio Live. The grown woman, Madam Boston, and got Miss Hot Chocolate over there coming out of Plant City. I think this is Ladies' Night.
it might be.
Hey, I'm not mad. Not mad at all.
But that's all right, because it's ladies' night. It's just the two of us. You know, what other old school song adages can I describe this evening by? But we're going to work it out. Hey, that's another one.
Yeah, see, exactly. Yep. Look, well, tonight, you know, you guys know how we do on Friday. It's pretty much, it's an open round table. You know what I mean? So we are definitely going to be jamming tonight. And yes, I did say jamming because I meant that. And yes, what? Like it was 1987.
Okay.
And I was a little kid. Look, and I was a little kid.
I was a youngin.
Okay. So, you know, look, yes, I did say jamming. But look, we're going to talk about John Boehner, the House Speaker. He resigned. And is going to end his job about October 30th. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Pope and his visit to the United States. Was there anything else you wanted to, talk about?
We're going to talk about everything.
Okay.
We're going to rock out. We're just going to vibe on this Friday night and the Friday night cypher here in the Social Lab. Ladies night. So, let's do it. Let's kick off some jams.
Okay.
Said you were going to jam.
Go. All right. Well, I don't know what this is going to sound like, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Oh, no.
Hold on. First of all, if it's garbage, you guys will never hear it again. So believe that one, okay? I'll even change it if it's garbage.
You have to give it one full spin. That's not fair.
One full spin. Hey, exactly. You know, that one full spin. I'll do that, okay? But if it's garbage, you will never hear it again.
Introduce it. Who is it?
It's actually a mix that our own Sage James did for the show. So I was gonna go with maybe the '90s R&B mix.
Well, nothing Sage mixes can be garbage. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's kick it off.
Exactly, but I had to, you know, break his balls a little bit.
he going to get you when he gets back on Monday. You better believe that.
I bet. See y'all on the other side of this. It's Tim Hyman.
Yep.
Radio
Let
Live.
With the visa, I'm on the thing. Uptown first lady with the cheddar and the purse, baby. Make you bounce to a herd, baby.
Ladies
you can love and hold. Don't confuse it. Mona's only here to please you with the music. Wonder, but you can't have her. We gon' riot if they try to grab her. She's young to be that.
I will please you if I had the chance to, boo. 16 and I had a dream about romancing you. You see me with the lock back then on Yonkers block. Now I pay dough to see you blow it up in the spot. Me and you, boo, no champagne. We could drink a Yoo-hoo. Take a trip to grade A and chill with the whole crew. You now lose, Stu. Spending ain't nothing. After we could take the lock yacht on the hut.
Thank you. hole. R&B, Illmatic, 16-year-old. Jada Kiss, and honeys wanna serve me grapes, cause they see me in the GS with jersey plates. But I'm never home, I'm like a flip phone on Rome. Me and Mona, trying to cop a brownstone. Daddy, everything I write be tight. All I need is the hype to snatch up the vice, or the CBR with the loud pipe. Coming down 8th, listening, get it right. Even though it's all about G's, all I wanna do is please. Every now and then you get the keys. Come on now, tell me how real do it get. You driving my whip with a learner's permit. The same little chick from across the street. Remember me? Sitting on the steps you used to sweep. You were singing, I was rapping. Now we both making it happen, and I hope you go platinum.
Empowerment Conference. Mentorship is the key to change. Each one, teach one is not just a cliche, it's our life. Expanding territory is the theme, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to grow in all areas. October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. Experience the strength of unity in a new, fun way and rediscover the path to success at this event of excellence. There will be panel speakers from all walks of life that have won and want to share proven strategies to help you in whatever you aspire to accomplish. Register now at keepersinternational.org. And if you mention you heard it on TM Hyman Radio Live, you'll receive a free gift. Expanding Territories Men's Conference. Log on to keepersinternational.org today.
That's right. Join our... That's right. Join our own T.M. Hyman as he hosts the Keepers International Conference here in Clearwater, Florida. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time, and I almost wish that there was going to be a female empowerment seminar around the same time that we could get in on. But hopefully they'll do that again soon, and they can represent us ladies. Like, it's Ladies Night tonight with me, your girl Hot Chocolate, here in the Cypher in the Social Lab with Madam CeeLo Boston, TM Hyman Radio, 9:15 p.m. And Madam Boston is going to kick off a little bit of information, news, and entertainment that we have on the current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and his sudden and surprising, did he cry? I can't say tear-filled yet, not yet. He probably did cry.
He is emotional. He's an emotional guy. He's not afraid to show it. I don't know if he cried or not.
Madam Boston, is there any information out there about why he's resigning or?
Well, from what I've read, it seems like he's been trying to get the House to come together, right? Even his own party get to come together. And pretty much it's been 5 years, and he still can't get them to get together. I'm going to read exactly what he stated on his own page. So these, you know, we kind of get it from the horse's mouth without hearing his voice. He stated, "My mission every day is to fight for a smaller, less costly, and more accountable government. Over the last 5 years, our majority has advanced conservative reforms that will help our children and their children. I am proud of what we have accomplished. The first job of any speaker is to protect this institution that we all love. It is my plan to only serve as speaker until the end of last year, but I stayed on to provide continuity to the Republican conference and the House. It is my view, however, that prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable damage to the institution. So to that end, I will resign the speakership and my seat in Congress on October 30th. Today, my heart is full with gratitude for my family, colleagues, and the people of Ohio's 8th District. God bless the great country that has given me, the son of a bar owner from Cincinnati, the chance to serve." And so, you know, it's pretty much like, okay, I can't do this anymore. You know, and that's something that I've learned over these last, for me too, 5 years, is that it's more honorable for you to say, look, I can't do this. You know, you should find someone else that's, you know, willing to withstand everything that comes with, you know, whatever we're speaking of. It's more honorable to say that, no, I can't do it, find somebody else, versus staying in and doing more damage staying in than you would if you left.
But after 5 years, wouldn't you think that you wouldn't know that after a year or two?
Well, not necessarily, especially when, you know, things seem hopeful. Because, I mean, think about it in politics. You know, nothing happens overnight. It's like, you know, somebody comes up with an idea, but that idea has to be so broken down in so much detail for it to be, you know, even looked at. So it's like, I think that what he's doing as far as stepping down, I think it's honorable of him to step down, because he can't do it anymore. He just can't. And there's no dishonor in that. He's absolutely right. It would cause irreparable damage to the party. So they need somebody. But the thing is that by him leaving by October 30th, that gives them the opportunity to find someone else to fill that speaker job. And the thing is that I think they still have to be voted in. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, they may have to have like a whole, you know, do a whole session. And it seems like the people who serve in Congress don't like showing up for those meetings.
Right.
have you ever watched, you know, a congressional meeting on like the Access TV station?
I have. I have.
I love watching those. I mean, as boring as it is to some people, I have even 10 years ago, I liked it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a constant.
Okay, well, let's visit this. The definition of the Speaker of the House. First, he's the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The Speaker, a member of the House, is elected by a majority party caucus. In addition to being chief spokesman for the majority party, the Speaker runs the proceedings of House debate and voting, appoints committee members, refers bills to committees for research and development, and has an influential voice in all stages of a bill's consideration. One of the most visible and influential officials of the federal government, the Speaker is second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency. Now, given all of the issues that our government has had, passing bills, amendments, government shutdowns, do you think that those issues, being that the Republicans again have control of the majority, are plaguing on him? Like, just like he said in his post, that, you know, I guess he's worked so hard to try and get his own party to come together, and he hasn't really been able to do it, so to speak.
Right.
Do you think that's it, or do you think there's more underlying?
I think it's all of it combined, because everything that you stated has, for him, has to be addressed, you know what I mean, like for him personally, because regardless of who votes what, he still represents them all. So that's a lot on somebody's shoulder to be responsible for that many, you know, people's opinions.
I mean, but he
this all it comes down to.
He basically just acts as the mouthpiece.
Right. And gets treated as such. Hence why he getting the hell out of there. Oh, my goodness.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. It's 9:22 p.m. We're going to rock some more jams, as Madam CeeLo Boston so eloquently put it. And I'm going to try and get my favorite little mascot, Giuseppe, to calm down a little bit, because I know you can hear his bell clanging all over the place as he climbs all over me. But on the other side of this next time, we're going to continue to talk about a little bit more news and entertainment and touch on the Pope's visit to the United States. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's the Friday Night Cypher, and it's Ladies Night. We'll be back.
And yes, it is. Yeah.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s. Dirty working with some bad shit. Just bad shit. Make it water spin his cash. This last shit. Girls proud with the fashion. They bad shit. You can ride in the jaggy. With that shit. You can smoke a fire bag. Aggression. Got money I can flash it. It's trash it. I'm a bitch. I'm a failure. Gun spray it. A clear head of slimmer. Yeah. Great feeling. Yeah. Like I be playing wood. Damn. I'm out of hood. Yeah. Let it be understood. Damn. It's all good. Yeah. Got a dance. Give me law. Damn. On the all day. Funny, yeah, got birds and a money, yeah, about 100 days. Girl, you look good, wanna
I said R.I.P. is the remix killer. Mike Jack was alive, I remixed Thriller. Messed up, spell it with a big T. Give a damn if I never be a high MC. Cause I'm a hood, first on everybody list. By the whole club, P.J. no Chris. Every two, I can't f*** my wrist. Them every two, can't f*** my f***. To the window, to the motherfucking wall. Enough money in my G to buy a motherfucking mall. Got a choppers in the back, bulletproof, that's my Hummer. Beats to the competition, this is my summer.
R.I.P. I wanna kill the judge. Tryna lock the homie up, they don't feel the thug. I'm thirsty, but I don't give up. My ex, cause I'm still in love. I can teach you how to stack money. I ain't wearing Hollywood, act on me. Cause I know you want this pipe like a dummy. Stop playing, I'm trying to hit like a crash.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. I can't take your, won't see yo. Really see that snow, that Geo. Catch her and get another like a Pino.
From it.
Yeah. It's Madam Boston, TM Hyman Radio Live. I got Hot Chocolate hanging out with me. I see our listeners, and thank you. And yeah, it's Friday, and we just chilling.
In the fight.
Like, right, we're gonna talk about some things, and you know, hey. So look, let me ask you this: do you want to talk about the Pope first, or do you want to talk about? I heard, and again, this is just something I've heard that has been posted online, that there's a rapper named Frost that says Eazy-E contracted AIDS through acupuncture. What do you think about that?
Let's discuss that first, because I actually heard, you know, just word on the street, and all sorts of theories kind of surfaced and started swirling after the fantastic film Straight Outta Compton was released. But yeah,
right.
tell me what you heard first, and I'll tell you what I heard.
Okay. There is a upcoming documentary that's called For the Record, The Story of Latinos in Hip Hop. And former Ruthless Records artist named Frost, or formerly known as Kid Frost, he shared his viewpoint leading up to Eazy-E's, you know, death back in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
His quote was, "I think the hospital really had a stronghold of giving Eazy tainted needles with the AIDS virus through acupuncture." And he said, "How else could somebody else die that fast of AIDS? Have you ever heard of someone dying of AIDS in 2 weeks, bro?" I'm like, "I'm in the hospital. I contracted AIDS, the virus, on March 26th or whatever. I fall out and die."
Well,
I mean,
when he contracted the virus, that wasn't
right.
That wasn't anything that was, you know, clearly specified in the timeline, whether it be in the documentary or whether it be, you know, once he passed away or even once he found out that he had the disease. By the time, if you know, or if you're up on your research, or, you know, your pretty much your research regarding AIDS and the HIV virus, it starts out as the virus and it doesn't just go to full blown AIDS like 0 to 100. There are stages.
Right.
So,
right, and that's the point he was trying to make, was that he thinks Eazy got it from the hospital. But my thing is that they found it the first time he went to the hospital because he had passed out. Then, like, how could they have been the ones to give it to him? Now,
the other rumor,
actually Suge said this on, I want to say it was Jimmy Kimmel's show, but I don't want to misstate which. It was one of those late night shows. How about, let's say that. That Eazy got that they stuck Eazy with the needle and infected him when he went to visit at the White House.
And this is Suge
Knight. Right, this is what Suge Knight says. And you know what? And honestly, you can look it up online. It's on YouTube. It's showing, you know, where he said that. Because, matter of fact, he was joking and was like, injecting with AIDS like they did Eazy. And,
well,
you know, one of the videos he was saying that, you know, he got it from when he went to the White House.
Well, my information also involves Suge Knight, but in the fact that he injected Eazy with an AIDS-tainted needle early on when they got in
Over Dre,
yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've heard that too. But you know what's crazy? It's like after people die, then all the conspiracy theories come up. But speaking of which, I watched a documentary the other day on YouTube. It's my favorite place. And it was so crazy because the man was doing a documentary on Tupac and Biggie's murder, trying to find out more information. So he pretty much finds out and speaks to an ex-police officer who ended up, you know, having to just, I don't know if they fired him, if he had, you know, had to resign. I'm not sure how that worked, but he had to leave the force because he took to his commander information showing that there was corruption going on and that pretty much about 40 police officers were on the payroll of Suge Knight. It's like, what? And then he said that when he took it to his commander was like, "You're off the case pretty much. You can't, don't follow up. Leave it alone." So it's like, somebody picked the guy out of like a photo array.
A lineup.
And it was so it was so crazy. Like, I shared it. It's on my page if you guys want to check it out. And, yes, I know I post a lot of stuff, but I posted it, like, I don't know, like 3 days ago. And, yeah, it's very, very interesting. And they, you know, he even talks with Biggie's mom. He got to speak to, like, Tupac's aunt and, like, some friends or whatever, his brother. So it was like, yeah, it was a really interesting documentary. And that just, it's all kinds of theories behind stuff. But they definitely showed how they know pretty much who killed them both and that it both had to do with that West Coast crap.
Wow.
But it wasn't even really between Puffy and them. It was like, yeah, you got to watch the documentary, though. It's pretty cool.
Well, if you want to find that documentary and you want to follow any of us, get up on your social media, on our social media. You can follow Madam Boston at Madam CeeLo Boston on Facebook. Madam Boston on Instagram, correct?
Yes.
And she's Madam Boston on Twitter as well.
That is correct.
And I am Very Hot Shock on Twitter. And I am Regina757 on Instagram. Yeah, my Facebook is kind of private, but I'll give you that too. You know, as long as you're not stalking me and you're just trying to, you know, follow what I'm doing. It's basically Regina Smith. So, and I may be, you know, creating a moniker just for radio business purposes. So I'll update you all on that in the next couple of days. TM Hyman. Hyman. On all of the social sites. Save James is Save James on all of the social sites as well.
Yes, and that is awesome.
So follow us, people. Follow us. Help us get our game up. We follow back.
Okay, well, yeah, sometimes. I don't follow everybody back. I'm not even going to lie. But we'll talk about that when we come back.
Terrible. It's Friday Night Cypher, people. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Let us know what you got for this weekend. Let us know how you feel about John Boehner resigning. Let us know how you feel about the Pope's visits. That's what we'll discuss next when we come back.
Yeah. Peace.
Real Godzilla's for real.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they singing it's 42 for how I knows better. Get it, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't want to sell dope forever and flood they rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale and a two door that I fish tails. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shoes that I miss them. Yeah, look at the clues, the jeans, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, my junkies. Pablo, Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plate, no silverware. All you, my e-ho. Fuck, like a free throw. House that had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing big, my ego.
Y'all know who that
come on, let's toss the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it took. For the night, man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong, and I feel bright into the light. My whole team winning, no vision, no quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Came from the bottom, no one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Voodoo, Moulin Rouge, that's a tactic that they use. I'm high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's talk some champagne. This one's for life. Did everything it does.
Hello,
for the night.
Come
man, it feels good.
eyes full of hope. Bagging up grams at the highest dough. The news called it crack, I called it Diet Coke.
Oh.
At the same time, hiding from mama, dodging the drama. My reason is out while ducking a baby mama. I found poetry, excuse me, flowetry. Say yes, hey, hear the ugh, and they know it's me. Make them sick to their stomach, how they supposed to be. Sipping on a 50 feet, sipping on a nigga motion free. Ocean in my backyard where it's supposed to be. Funny how my neighbors don't think it's where I'm supposed to be. They think I'm cuter in jail, but the only time I'm boxed in is when the roof's on the SL. And that even come off, so that would mean I'm visiting. New world, I hope y'all listening and visiting.
Hello, new world, here we come. All keep praying with the hood screaming, we on our way.
What's your name? Cause I'm impressed. Can you treat me good? I won't settle for less. You a hot boy,
hot boy.
A rock boy,
a rock boy.
A fun toy,
a fun toy.
A glock boy. Where you live? Is it by yourself? Can I move with you? Do you need some help? A cook boy,
boy.
I'll give you more. I'm a fly girl. And I like those.
Say what?
We are back here on Ladies Night, Friday Night Cypher, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, in the controls on the wheels. And yeah, we got a few more minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Let us know again how you feel about John Boehner resigning, your thoughts on that. Anything that you know you got going on, you want to let us know. And we're going to briefly touch on the topic of the Pope. The current Pope is here on a U.S. tour. He's actually been to Washington, D.C., and is currently in New York, if I'm not mistaken, on his way. I think the next stop is Philadelphia. Yeah. Is that right?
I think so.
I have. Oh, hold on here. I do have the
You got
paper.
The papal calendar?
I have papal. I have the official papal schedule, yes. Pope Francis began his visit to the U.S. on Tuesday with plans to visit Washington, D.C., New York City, and Philadelphia. Whether you want to catch a glimpse of the Roman Catholic Church's leader or avoid the traffic, follow his six-day schedule, which, again, is Washington, D.C. That was on Tuesday the 22nd, Wednesday the 23rd, I think was still D.C. Thursday. Yes, Thursday he went to New York City. Let's see. New York City he did St. Patrick's Cathedral, the United Nations, the 9/11 Memorial, Our Lady.
Yeah, he did a prayer there.
Yes. Central Park and Madison Square Garden. Today, the Pope was at the United Nations General Assembly, the 9/11 Museum, City of Angels School. Okay, my apologies. That wasn't yesterday. That was today. Now, tomorrow, he plans on leaving New York for Philadelphia. And in Philadelphia, his stops are going to be
the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, Independence Mall, Benjamin Franklin Parkway, St. Martin's Chapel of St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, excuse the mispronunciation, Quran Formhole Correctional Facility, wow, that's deep, and Atlantic Aviation. And then Sunday, he's going to hold a papal meeting with bishops at St. Martin's Chapel of St. Charles. Let's see. He's going to do a mass. He then will depart back for Rome at 8 p.m. So if you're in the Philadelphia area or New York for a few more, you know, hours tonight, he'll be there as well.
Yeah, that sounds like some when does he get to sleep for real? Like, or does he sleep standing up and then
probably
walking?
Standing up. And listen, people, the Pope is shutting cities down. The amount of security detail that's required and just, you know, preparations and you know, traffic routes that have to be cleared and secured and swept and reswept, and you know, it's heavy security, people. So just prepare for lots of delays and be patient if you're out in the area and you're trying to, you know, get a glimpse of or be involved in the papal visit, because it is going to be congested.
Right. Well, and you know what? I heard like when he got to New York, they had set up trash cans. I mean, trash trucks, and filled them with sand, and like blocking the. That's what they blocked the streets with.
Wow.
So that you know, like, so nobody would be able to get through. So even, you know, it's like, say somebody even tried to shoot through the sand, thick as hell. The bullet can't get through that. I don't care what you got.
Mm-hmm.
So
imagine
yeah,
the
they
of money
shut the streets down
that.
Like that. Yeah. Exactly. They are definitely doing that, okay?
I certainly hope the rerouting of all of the homeless people is gonna not just going to be something temporary, and that they've made permanent accommodations and not just relocated them so that the Pope didn't see them.
Right. I don't know. That's, you know, that's people. Like, I'm quite sure a lot of people were crying and passing out when they met him, though. You know, that's kind of a big deal. And the fact that
it's a very big deal.
Oh, and then on top of the fact, okay, this is why people love him, right? When he was speaking, he wasn't just talking to people of the Catholic belief or way of life. He was speaking to everyone.
Absolutely. And the topics that he was speaking on are not just, you know, well, I can't say really Catholic related. They're worldwide.
Right.
They're not just issues of the Catholic Church. They're issues
exactly.
of
people. Right. And he was asking people for more tolerance and, you know, things like that. And just pretty much for the betterment of humanity.
Absolutely.
And
that's what
we
all should be for.
Right. Because, okay, so for those who don't know, like, for instance, if you're a practicing Catholic, in the past, if you were married and then got a divorce, if you got a divorce, you weren't allowed back in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just here recently, the Pope changed that and welcomed the divorced people back into the church. I mean, you know, so he's, you know, he's changing things. Right. He's doing everything that I guess he possibly can. And from what even when I was discussing this with my mother, she was saying something to the effect of John, because, you know, the Pope spoke with Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, after hearing what the Pope had to say, you know what I mean? That's also what helped him make his decision. So, hey, life is real out here. I think I don't think they know. It's just,
no,
I mean,
especially John Mayer, he knows.
Right. Yes, he does. But the thing is that, like I said, he has been trying, and this is his own words, that he's been trying for 5 years now. What do you say to that? I don't know.
Say that the party is out of control and that they need to get themselves together.
They do. And so we're going to get ourselves together and we're going to party. Ludacris featuring CeeLo Green.
They say, Luda, would you rather have the money or the fame? And I said he tried to tell him that it all just depends. Cause every time I make a little more money, I seem to be losing more of my friends. So I give it all up to repeat life over. And they say, dude, you're a fool. I can't trust another mother living in this world, and it's really got me losing my cool. What would you do if you were in my situation, and any and everyone you ever loved just say you looked up? You drink your pain to the bottom of a bottle in a concert with how you feel. So I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Pop pills, drink liquor by the cases. Get high, make a woman get low in the strip club looking for familiar faces. And people know me on a first name basis, but all they ever really want's my cash. Let me borrow just a couple $100 and you know that I'ma pay you back my earnings. This world's so superficial, this world done lost my trust. They say, Ludacris, you changing, but I really don't give a fool. What the hell am I supposed to think? What the hell am I supposed to do? I'm hearing that the devil's in the skies and I'm hearing that the devil look just like you. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't go straight. And I get down on my knees and pray, and I say,
okay, okay,
I wish my problems would go away.
Okay, okay,
I wish my problems would go away, away, away. Wish my problems would go away, away, away.
My diet, cause I'm really not eating right. Mama said I need some peace and quiet, cause I'm really not sleeping right. What's the use of having all the money and the power in the world if I can't abuse it? Seems like the only thing that's keeping me together is my music. If it wasn't for that, I think I would lose it. If it wasn't for that, I would go crazy. When nobody make good on their word in the industry, it make you be like, you pay me. Cause I gotta feed family, some of the same ones that abandoned me, that still looking for a handout till you found out it ain't to hand it me. Still mad at me, but I'm trying to be the man I plan to be. But can't do it if you're calling me with dumb shit. Thinking it's innocent, I'ma plead insanity. Too many distractions, and it feels like every day. So I get down on my knees and pray, and I say,
but when things don't go their way, these artists got all these suspicions. So to keep me in peace, and I think I need to intervene. Who the f*** put me in charge of making all of these decisions? My position got me stressing like it never did before. Not to mention my best friend drowned and death was knocking at his door. And it seems like someone in my family is passing away like every day. So I just look up to the sky and get down on my knees and pray. And I say,
Men's Empowerment Conference. Mentorship opens the door to the future. Each one teach one. Join us October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. There will be a panel of guest speakers from all walks of life that are winning and want to share proven strategies to help you. Register now at keepersinternational.org. Expanding Territory Men's Conference. Log on today. KeepersInternational.org.
TM Hammer Radio Live. What's up, everybody? It is the Friday Night Cypher, and it's Ladies Night. I'm Madam Boston, and that's Hot Chocolate. And
yep,
we have been chilling all night. Well, this whole hour, rather. Excuse me.
That's how we do.
This whole hour does feel like a night, though. You know what I mean? It's very full.
Unfortunately,
and
it goes by pretty quick, and, you know, I miss our time
together. Yeah, it does. I do, too. And, like, we only have, like, less than 4 minutes left in the show. And,
thank you to our listeners. I want to make sure that I get in, and I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want to shout out our ladies again, our Emmy-winning ladies. First, let's start with Regina King, who won an Emmy for her role on American Crime on ABC.
Yes.
Let's start out again with, let me make sure I got her name right, Uzo Aduba, who plays Crazy Eyes, one of my favorite characters on Orange is the New Black. And she won an Emmy as well for Best Supporting Actress. And a big, super huge congratulations to Viola Davis, who was the first African-American woman to win the Lead Actress Emmy for How to Get Away with Murder. And also want to shout out to Taraji P. Henson for just showing so much support for these ladies who were nominated in these categories. And, you know, when you're nominated for things and you don't win, you know, there's always room for shade and mudslinging and negativity. And I really have to say that Taraji handled herself in such a graceful manner and was there to support all of the ladies, you know, even though she was nominated in a lot of categories with them and, you know, didn't win. So shout out to you too, Taraji.
Right.
Love you. Love you. I love you as Cookie on Empire. I've actually loved you in everything that you've ever been in, television or film.
I know that's right. Well, speaking of someone I love, I love Dee Dee Willingham, birthday sweetheart.
Happy birthday, Dee Dee.
She's also part of the TM Hyman Radio Live family. So happy birthday, baby.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Love you.
Love you.
Exactly. And see how that works. And with that, we're going to go ahead and say goodnight. We're going to rock out with some more Ludacris. I really like Ludacris. That album, Ludiversal, is really worth the buy. It really is.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, Luke. So we're going to be out with that. Love y'all. Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Monday night, 9 p.m.
Sure will. Yep. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, For the General, myself, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, Fave James, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya Cooper, the one and only Brian Cooper, Big Coop.
Okay.
Nokia. Did I forget anybody? I think I got everybody. Y'all have a good,
I think you got it,
safe weekend. Have a safe weekend. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
I'm
troubled by the things that I see. Ooh, I need some real good loving. Ain't nobody been around here loving on me.
It's better to love and then lost than never to love at all. If that was true, I wouldn't be drinking this alcohol. Every relationship failed or take a toll on you, especially when you had hopes and area codes on you. Is it easier to erase my memory to the point where most of my past women became my enemies? Some on the fence, some befriended me, but when we see each other, it's gonna be some weird energy. I'm sorry that we couldn't make it work. Believe in your heart, I never intended to make it hurt. Now they see me on the blogs with my new girl. Friends talking about that's supposed to be you, girl.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.